Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
The COVID-19 crisis has put reskilling and upskilling at the top of the national agenda yet again. As workers get laid off, most would agree that this is vital, but where should you start? The key is to upskill and reskill with a view to achieving career longevity, not just increasing your employability in the short term. It would be logical to look into growth markets, the skills that employers are looking for now and are likely to be looking for in the next 5 years. But many fail to consider how the transferable skills they've picked up over the years can be applied to a different industry. These include interpersonal and communication skills, critical thinking, leadership, and organizational skills. Perhaps you have writing skills that can be applied to an emerging industry. According to Teo Hao Yun, director of the Financial Services Recruitment Group at executive search and outplacement services firm People Search Singapore, being aware of your existing transferable and relevant skills and strengths will give you the confidence to better plan your upskilling and reskilling path and make the journey easier.
It's important that they do an analysis of their own strengths and weaknesses. You know, what are the skill sets they already have that can be transferable into a new area. This is important because the reskilling shouldn't be a journey where they start totally from scratch, where there's nothing that's transferable from the experience they've accumulated so far.
You'll undoubtedly have to pay greater attention to your skills gaps. Think about what skills you need to pick up to augment your existing skills in order to get hired. But also consider your personal interests. This will help you stay on track.
Personal interests, you know, what they're passionate about, what you see as your long-term career path. So, you know, it's no point you reskill in something, go into a role just for now, but it doesn't have a, you know, trajectory into a long-term career path that you see yourself, you know, being interested in, growing in. Being adaptable will help you stay relevant. When we say adaptable, it doesn't just mean in terms of skills. Sometimes it also involves being adaptable in terms of your interests. Find the next best thing that you could generate interest in.
Don't be intimidated as you explore possibilities. Often your interests and strengths can be adapted to a field that you may not have fully explored before. For example, the idea of going into data analytics might be scary, but if you already have strong analytical and critical thinking skills, it could very well be a natural transition for you once you pick up the technical skills needed. People also seem to forget that upskilling and reskilling must continue even after you've landed a job. Hao Yun feels employers need to play a more significant role in employees' continual development.
From an employer perspective, they need to be forthcoming on communicating where the organization is going. Along with that, what are the corresponding skills that the organization would need? And then bringing that into the relevance of that particular employee's strengths, weaknesses, development areas. And then providing the recommendations on what functions, what roles, you know, what departments that they best see the employee going into.
More employers are also investing in cross-skilling, training employees to carry out tasks outside their existing responsibilities. This helps employees broaden their skill sets and is also good for business. But in order to benefit both parties, it needs to be done strategically.
Cross-skilling has to be about augmenting. You know, it has to be about leveraging on what the employee already has over the years of working. You know, employer plays a very important part because you have worked with this employee over a number of years, you know, seen at close range what this employee can bring, you know, what are their skill sets that are transferable, what sort of cross-skilling gives the shortest path to transition into the new career track.
Teo Hao Yun, director of the Financial Services Recruitment Group at executive search and outplacement services firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.